In Los Angeles, I'm Kai Ryssdal. Tuesday, the 5th of September, by my calendar. Good as always to have you along, everybody. Jeff Sessions, the Attorney General of these United States, spoke for a bit more than 10 minutes this morning, announcing his boss's decision to end DACA. Of particular interest to us, though, was this 8-second chunk.
It also denied jobs to hundreds of thousands of Americans by allowing those same illegal aliens to take those jobs.
That's an economic argument offered, it has to be said, without evidence that the 800,000 or so people affected by the decision today did harm to the American labor force. We asked Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson whether it holds up.
So let's truth squad this. There's the legal argument that President Obama overreached when he created the DACA program.
That is an area of law that's unsettled and certainly debatable.
David Beer is with the Cato Institute. But what about Jeff Sessions' economic argument?
Well, it's a really silly concept. The way he laid it out, you have hundreds of thousands of Americans being replaced by hundreds of thousands of immigrants.
Beer said when new people enter the labor force, they create demand for jobs in other areas. And it'd be really expensive for companies if they have to go out and find new employees to replace dreamers. He estimates it could collectively cost more than $6 billion. Plus, it might be tough to find all those workers. James Hollifield is a political science professor at Southern Methodist University.
Given the amount of demand for labor in our economy, especially educated, high-skilled labor, you know, those markets are just incredibly tight.
DACA recipients have to have finished high school, have a GED, or be in school, among other qualifications. About 91% are employed, says Tom Wong, a professor at UC San Diego who's surveyed DACA populations. And he says their wages typically increase once they can work legally.
What we're also seeing in the data is that DACA recipients are making larger economic footprints as their wages increase. A majority of DACA recipients have purchased their first cars after receiving DACA.
16% have purchased their first home. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.